The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. In all, there are 30 species of small cats. Surprisingly, some of the small cats are rather large. Zoologists don't group them by size, but instead by their different physical features. For instance, the ability to roar and purr depends on the throat structure of the cat. The small cats cannot roar like the big cats do. Instead, they mew, scream, and growl, and anyone with a house cat knows that small cats can purr nonstop, whether breathing in or breathing out. A difference is that big cats can purr, but not continuously. The purr is interrupted when the cat breathes in. Their pupils are different, too. The pupil is the eye opening in the front of the eye that lets in light. In a small cat's pupil, when it closes, it's a slit or a cat's eye. But the big cat's pupil closes to a circle, just like ours. The small cats have a strip of leathery skin across the top of their noses. It's directly above the wet tip of the nose. But on big cats, this area is covered with fur. Now, the world's big cats are very famous: jaguars, leopards, lions, and tigers. But the small cats have quite a range, from the diminutive rusty spotted cat, which is smaller than a house cat, all the way to the mountain lion.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.